Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Mr. Schwanny, thank you very much. You were sponsored by MedVetChicago.com. Good morning to all of you. Running a little late this morning, and I just started. It's 6:38 on WGN Radio. You know, I already received a question. What is, you know, that it's in Pioneer Court, right next to the Tribune Tower. There's a giant Abraham Lincoln and a guy dressed in, like, 1970s sweater. What is that? You can Google for further information, but specifically the question is the guy in 1970s sweater, why with Abraham Lincoln? Doesn't look like Stephen Douglas. Doesn't look like it should go together. It's supposed to apparently represent modern man. I believe right now I have the same sweater on. I'm not sure. Many of you already have asked me about what I think of the mandated spay-neuter thing that's been in the news. I will comment on that in just a little bit. But first, this coming Thursday, Thanksgiving Day on NBC, it's a tradition at this point, the National Dog Show presented by Purina. Good morning, David Fry.
Oh, how are you, Steve?
I don't believe there's a dog show on TV that could legally be allowed to be on TV without David Fry broadcasting that show. So do you go to sleep at night? What do you dream about?
I dream about sitting next to John O'Hurley and trying to find Jerry Seinfeld and Cosmo.
What?
So that's the main thing. I've got the greatest job in the world. I get to be on television with John O'Hurley. I get to talk about dogs. I get to go to dog events. I get to have time with you on the air and in print, and it's just a great world. I'm having a great time.
You know, I was thinking what you dream about must be, no, the pointer is 23 inches at the withers, not 18 inches at the withers. How do you know all this stuff you know?
There's a lot of that in my clouded up brain as well. But you know what? It's just been 27 years of Westminster, 15 years of the National Dog Show already. How about that? Presented by Purina, of course. And now the Kennel Club of Beverly Hills with the Beverly Hills Dog Show starting in this Easter. So I'm in heaven.
Well, I've heard a rumor that John O'Hurley is not going to be your partner. John O'Hurley, you refer to Seinfeld. We all know him from Jay Peterman from Seinfeld, but lots of other TV shows as well. But I heard that it would be Jed Clampett that's going to be doing the broadcasting with you.
Wouldn't that be appropriate? No, John O'Hurley, and you know, he really is Jay Peterman. I know you're going to have him on, but he bought Jay Peterman, the company, and I had dinner with John O'Hurley and the real Jay Peterman right before we left New York, and it was an interesting pairing.
I can't believe there's any difference between the two of them, actually. So let's talk about
dogs. They walked down the street, and people were yelling at him, "Hey, Peterman," and they, you don't know. They said, "How's that guy know who I am?" He said, "He don't. He's yelling at John." So it's great fun.
I'm sure that's true. All right, so we'll talk dogs now, the National Dog Show. This year we'll have some new dogs in the show, some new breeds.
We almost always seem to have some new breeds. It's up to the American Kennel Club, of course, to recognize new breeds and make them eligible for our show. And the way the timing is this year, we've got three of those, an American Hairless Terrier, which, you know, is originated in this country, but it looks a little bit like the Peruvian Inca dog. It doesn't have any hair. It's like the Sholo, and it's a typical terrier, fun dog, but no hair.
Hey,
so
Dave,
you don't have to worry about plucking that coat like you do with most of those terriers.
Dave, I don't believe you could say that on TV, American Hairless Terrier. I don't believe that's – I think what you need to say is American Follically Impaired Terrier.
I guess we live in this politically correct world, don't we?
Yes. All right. What are the other two?
Figure out some way around that.
What are the other two?
The other two are the Sloogie, which I'm not so sure we're going to find one of those. You know, the AKC says there has to be a sufficient population of them in this country before they recognize them. We can't find them. I don't know where they are.
What?
But you might not see one. So you're just going to have to imagine a dog that looks sort of like a cross between a greyhound and a Saluki, but it's called the Sloogie, S-L-O-U-G-H-I. So maybe not. But the fun dog you're going to see is the Pumi, P-U-M-I.
Huh?
It's another Hungarian herding dog, like its cousin the Puli, P-U-L-I, the Rastafarian little black dog. But it looks more like a koala bear, and it's great, very photogenic, and fun to have around. So those are the three new breeds. You'll see at least two of them, I know for sure, on television.
But, you know, it's
that gives us 202 total breeds and varieties as a potential entry.
Yeah, it's fortuitous. I happen to have been really in Hungary a couple of years ago, and I saw a couple of Pumis in Hungary. So they really do exist there. Dave, I have one final question for you. It's a simple question. I'm not asking that much, really. Who is going to win the dog show?
Well, I don't know. It might be the Pumi's cousin right now. There's a Puli out there that's the top dog in the country winning everything, and we'll see if that gets her. But you know what? You never know. It doesn't really matter because the real best of show dog is the one that's sitting next to you on the couch at home. And I want people to come and be entertained by all these breeds and varieties. Have a good time with John and me on Thanksgiving Day at noon in all time zones, the National Dog Show.
Yeah, it gets
Purina, of course.
Yep, National Dog Show presented by Purina on Thanksgiving Day at noon. As you mentioned, and I'll tell you, it gets huge ratings. It's incredible. David, despite my kidding, you are incredible. You really are. And John O'Hurley will be there talking to you while you cook your turkey. Thank you very much, David.
Well, I'm fine. We'll see everybody on Thanksgiving Day.
Thank you.
I don't know how he tolerates me. David Fry. We'll talk to John O'Hurley next in just a couple of minutes, actually.
Well, when you hear this man's voice, the most distinctive voice, I think, in broadcasting and acting, Mr. John O'Hurley, you know there can only be one thing. That is the National Dog Show presented by Purina. Hello, John O'Hurley.
Yeah, hello, Steve. Good to be with you once again. It's our yearly meeting together, isn't it?
It is. You have, I swear, I go to bed at night and I think I will wake up in the morning and I will have your voice. The man who is Peterman on Seinfeld.
You know, the irony of that whole thing is that mine was the last voice to change in high school.
Really?
Oh, I had a little pipsqueak voice. I had a little voice like this up until I was about 16 years old.
I can't imagine that. And in fact, yeah. Seinfeld was so successful for you, you being Peterman, you bought Peterman.
I did, indeed. I like the company so much. I like the character so much. I bought the company.
Well, I hope you never play me because you'll buy me.
Yes, everything you own, my friend. Your assets are mine.
Yeah, that's very, very little. So we're okay. So the National Dog Show is around the corner. It is, it seems, always one of the most top-rated shows on television. This year, I suspect those debates that happened some time ago between Hillary something and Donald something did better in the ratings. So maybe, are you going to debate David Fry?
You know, I think maybe we should do the cats against the dogs, which is kind of the red states, blue states thing. I think we can rustle some feathers with that.
Oh, I hope not, because I want peace around the world. I don't want cats and dogs fighting with one another. What do you think the popularity? Seriously, I mean, this show is incredibly popular. I wasn't kidding about the ratings. What do you think it is that draws people in?
Well, it is NBC's most successful one-off show all year long. It's 26.2 million we got last year. It's an extraordinary number. If you think that the Voice, which is their second show, gets about 9 million on a good night. The reason for the success, I think, is just that it's an extraordinary piece of programming on the perfect spot in the schedule. Right after Thanksgiving, you know, we're on a great family day in the year. We have a two-hour slot, and we can produce a wonderful piece of entertainment and show the things that pretty much everybody in America embraces, and that's their dogs.
Do you think somehow...
It's a chance for people to see breeds they've never seen before and also to see what the absolute excellence of the breed and also learn something. It's a very educational show as well.
Well, I think all of that is true. There's no question about that. And David Fry, your partner, is Mr. Education when it comes to dogs. He knows all things, all breeds, all dogs. No doubt about that. But I think there's something else. I think when you see a dog on television, maybe there's a pull that pulls you in from the other room, no matter where you are. And the other thing about the show is that, yeah, a little six-year-old boy or girl can watch it, but so can great-grandma, who's 96, and
that's
all have
a very
something.
Good point.
Yeah,
very good point, Steve, that it's not, if you're 9 or 9, if you're 4 or 94, there's something there for you. And I'll tell you, if you happen to have the remote in your hands and you're just channel surfing and you come across a close-up of a dog's face, you're going to watch.
Why do you think that is?
I think, you know, because they really, dogs represent the absolute embodiment of innocence. And they are the closest thing to, as I describe it, the closest thing to angelic behavior that we have. That's the way that God reminds us that there are angels. As you know, dogs, and they are they effusive with their love, and they show it through their eyes.
That's extremely well put. You ought to write a book and say that. Oh, but you have.
Couple of them, actually. Yeah.
Indeed, indeed. You began doing this how many years ago?
Well, this is year number 15 for us.
So all right.
I don't know whether that's our 10th anniversary or what. I don't know what it is. I got to go research that.
So 15.
But 15 years, and I'll tell you how it's how the show has grown and matured and become not only that, but a wonderful wonderful tradition in the holidays. Everybody kind of sets their clock around the dog show. And that's a wonderful feeling that we've created a great piece of family entertainment that everybody can watch.
But 15 years ago, you were Peterman. You were a successful and still are. I mean, a successful actor. No, I mean, you didn't need and don't need to do this dog show. I'm sure you're being paid well. But I mean, this is nothing that John O'Hurley absolutely. There must be something more to it for you.
Well, it is so unusual. I love to do unusual things, things that take me, you know, to the left or to the right, and just, you know, so I don't have a unilateral career. I love to keep a lot of different plates spinning. So this is an example of that. But it also, this is one of the great family days in the O'Hurley household. We look forward to this day every year. It gives us a chance to be around the thing that we love the most, which are our dogs. And we come out there with, and our son is now 10 years old. So he's grown up in this whole world of dogs as well, and he enjoys it. In fact, the third book that I wrote, which is a children's book called The Perfect Dog, which I actually wrote to him as a kind of a Dr. Seuss-style poem explaining what the perfect dog would look like. And he now reads that all up to different schools all around the country that he goes to, and he's now the reader at 10 years old. So it's become a wonderful tradition that's passed down to him as well. So there is, I answer that question in long form, but the short answer is that it's as important to us to do this show as the joy that it gives us.
Well, I think that's clear by watching the show. The always eloquent, and he is, John O'Hurley. We will see you on Thanksgiving as we bite into our turkey, or at least prepare it.
Steve, it's always great to talk to you.
Thank you. Well, it's been in the news, and I only have just a little bit of time left, and I don't want to talk in great detail about it, about the idea that Chicago become no-kill, which at the end of the day is just a marketing term. Yes, it's a good thing. Of course, if fewer animals are euthanized, I say, let's move forward, but let's do it in a thoughtful way, and let's do what makes sense and do it right. That's what I say anyway.